From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump told the New York Times if a special prosecutor investigating Russia's influence on last year's presidential election and possible collusion with his campaign expands the probe to look at Mr. Trump's family finances unrelated to Russia, that would cross a line that is unacceptable. In a wide-ranging interview, Mr. Trump also expressed dismay with the decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone on the Times interview and comments about Sessions.
The sense you get from reading this interview is that Trump believes the attorney general should kind of be serving the president in a way and maybe almost acting as a protector. And, you know, traditionally in our country, the attorney general is supposed to be the top law enforcement person in the land and is supposed to try to remove him or herself from politics as much as possible. I think some Republicans, even on Capitol Hill, are a little concerned by these comments regarding Jeff Sessions.
The president further suggested that fired Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey shared with Sessions a file of alleged but unconfirmed compromising material about Mr. Trump in order to gain leverage. President Trump has repeatedly insisted there was no link between the presidential campaign and Moscow. Trump administration has yet to complete its strategy to stabilize Afghanistan, with one Pentagon official telling VOA it would be weeks before a plan was finalized and announced. And when President Trump was asked by a reporter whether he would deploy additional American troops to the war-torn country, the president responded, "We'll see." Mr. Trump made the comments on a visit to the Pentagon. This is VOA News. Venezuelans who heeded the opposition call to strike against the government of President Nicolas Maduro encountered roadblocks across the country. Protesters clashing with police in some areas. 24-year-old man was killed. Three other people were wounded after violence broke out during a demonstration on the outskirts of the capital, Caracas. 24-hour strike was meant as an expression of national disapproval of Maduro's plan to convene a constituent assembly that would reshape the Venezuelan political system to consolidate the ruling power of the party. Oil giant ExxonMobil suing the U.S. Treasury Department to stop a $2 million fine for violating sanctions against Russia while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was CEO of Exxon. Exxon said the decision is fundamentally unfair, insists it did nothing wrong. Treasury Department said Exxon signed a contract in 2014 with Igor Sechin, who was head of Russia's state-owned Rosneft oil company and a longtime business associate of Tillerson. U.S. State Department referred all questions on the matter to the Treasury Department. World Food Program is warning that millions of people all around the world are going to bed hungry because the cost of feeding them is escalating due to conflict, instability, and other complex emergencies. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva, where the WFP's latest World Food Assistance Report was released.
The World Food Program reports humanitarian needs and complex global emergencies are growing, as is the cost of feeding the hungry. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lüscher says some 800 million people globally are going hungry. She says many are caught in conflict or natural disasters.
We know how to end hunger, but all of our efforts are so often hampered, blocked, impeded because there's fighting going on. And that, to me, is like the big tragedy.
The WFP reports the cost of providing food aid has gone up by more than 140% from $2.2 billion in 2009 to $5.3 billion in 2015. Lucia says the amount of money needed for humanitarian programs this year is expected to climb to more than $9 billion. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
6.7 magnitude earthquake killed at least two people, injured more than 100, happened on the Greek island of Kos today. The earthquake is the second in the region this year to exceed a magnitude of 6.0, a level at which it can cause considerable damage. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.